I think it was Justice Doar in the Herskovitz case who indicated that any diminution in a person's ability to survive is compensable. It should be recognized, and it must be treated as an injury. I think this court has appropriately focused on this, even conceding it would be at least 1%. And I think when we're at a summary judgment stage, all inferences must be drawn in favor of the non-moving party. And I think it's reasonable.
What do we do with the fact that Dr. Koh apparently testified his deposition and ultimately he didn't think it would have made any difference?
He did testify to that.
Does that wipe out what he had said before in his declaration or replace it?
I don't believe so, because if you look further in his deposition testimony, when I asked him in follow-up, I asked him whether he or his colleagues at the University of Washington will treat patients with stage 4 cancer. And his answer was, well, yes. Well, I asked him, why do you do that? Because we're trying to cure the patient. We're trying to provide them treatments of known and effective potential cures. Doesn't mean that it's going to work, but obviously there's a reason why they treat. It's to try to give the patient a chance at surviving. So
we have a Chief Justice who says she believes in miracles, talking about cancer treatment.
Sure, sure.
Isn't that one of the reasons that people, they have hope and they go ahead even when there's no real scientific basis for it? I mean, that's a big debate in medical literature right now. Can you deny people treatment that's available just because you don't think it will make any difference?
Yes, I appreciate that. And I appreciate that as a reason to offer support for the patient. But what Dr. Koh said in his deposition was that we offer and we treat patients with stage 4 cancer.
I've highlighted in this exhibit to me, so here's my question to you, and you're asking the question. Mm-hmm. When you said it decreased his chances of a better outcome, it's at least some percentage, isn't it? Answer, can't say that.
Right, right.
Doesn't that close the door on you?
I don't think so. I think you have to weigh his deposition testimony in its totality. I think you have to weigh it in juxtaposition with his declaration, I believe that my clients were deserving a trial on that issue against Dr. Tseng and MultiCare and Healogics.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That concludes our morning calendar.